Hello and welcome to Wit, Wisdom and Pratfalls with me, Joan Ellis, and my guest today, Verity Bird. Verity is a senior lecturer in architecture and interior design at Southampton Solent University, but she's also a singer since she was a child and then a few years ago learnt the ukulele here at Key Arts and she hasn't looked back. I've had the pleasure of hearing Verity play at that Solent TV and we're going to hear her again today. So welcome, Verity.
Hi, thanks very much.
And I believe you've got a very, before we hear any of your lovely tunes, I believe you've got a very special festival you'd like to tell us about.
Well, yes, we're organising the first ever and the most amazing Isle of Wight Ukulele Festival, which is going to be happening in July. Coming up, we've got lots of fantastic artists lined up. We'll have main stage action at the Medina Theatre, workshops and open mics and jamming at Key Arts. We're involving local businesses. We've got a Dance the Night Away session on Saturday with JC and the Dance Preachers at the Castle Inn. And we're hoping that there's going to be pop-up busking around Newport, so different groups will be able to sort of book a busking slot and just play for half an hour. It's going to be really good fun.
Fantastic. So is that July 22nd to 24th?
That's right. Yeah. It's the first weekend of the school summer holidays.
So perfect.
Ideal time for a whole.
So have you got lots of activities for children?
We don't have anything specifically organised for children, but now that we're nearly at the end of selling our early bird tickets, we've got a 15 and under rate ticket. So if it looked as though there was going to be any numbers of very young or young people, then we'd probably look at thinking about how we could do something that would be good for them too.
Yeah.
Maybe some jamming with a different range of music.
Fantastic.
And that sort of thing.
So, as well as the ukulele, I'm thinking, I've heard of JC and Angelina, I know they're very popular here on the island, so it won't just be ukulele then, there'll be lots of different types of music, but headed up by the ukulele players.
Well, everything will have a ukulele sort of thing.
Yes.
So, all of the groups will be playing sort of ukuleles, banjolales, that sort of thing. But it's a much, much, much more versatile instrument than you'd think.
Okay, so please tell me that somebody somewhere during the festival will be playing when I'm cleaning windows. Otherwise, I'm not coming.
Now, I believe one of our artists, Andy Eastwood, plays a lot of Formby. So whether he'll actually play that one, I don't know, but I'm sure he'll be doing that or leaning on a lamppost or
yes,
one
of those
jolly old Formby numbers.
Well, he can actually lean on a lamppost in Newport somewhere, can't he, I'm sure?
I'm sure we'd find him a lamppost to lean on.
So, Verity, tell me, what was it, why the ukulele, of all the instruments you could have chosen to play, why that one?
Well, this is going to sound completely daft. My son started to learn ukulele at school and he really enjoyed it. He would have been 13 at the time, he's 16 now. So we got him a ukulele for Christmas, but then they'd done their term of ukulele and they stopped.
So was this in place of the normal recorder that we all remember?
Yeah, uke's becoming much more of an instrument that they play in schools.
The uke, so that's your abbreviation.
Short for ukulele.
Yeah,
yes.
Love it. Never heard that one before, but great. Yeah, the uke. Okay.
We call ourselves the White Ukers.
Okay.
We're a bunch of White Ukers.
I'm sure we'd all agree with that. So your son got you into it?
Yes, well, then I signed us both up to do the first of JC's next course of beginners at Key Arts. And we went along to the first one to try it out, enjoyed it, tried to sign up for the rest of the course, and it was sold out. So that was that would have been the following April. We then did the beginners course in the November. And, of course, he was only 14 by that stage, so I had to go with him. And I think it would have been about 3 weeks in I bought my first ukulele. And
were you the only parent to take it up alongside your son, or was there other parents doing
no,
the same?
No, there was, I think, one other parent and son combo.
And does your son still play?
No.
I love that. Your son goes into it, he just gives it up, and then mum goes on to great things, starring in the Isle of Wight Ukulele Festival. Love it.
Well, I don't know that I'll be starring in the Isle of Wight Ukulele Festival.
Oh, you will be after this, Verity, trust me.
Well, I'm developing an international reputation, you know.
So I gather. Tell us more about that.
Well, I went to the Grand Northern Ukulele Festival up in Huddersfield last May. And they have an open mic event in the courtyard with a lady called Mim running it. And Mim has a ukulele store. I think it's in Tennessee or somewhere like that. So anyway, I signed up to sing a song and I thought, well, I don't want to do anything boring and ordinary. So I sang a song by a chap called Tom Lehrer, who wrote songs in the 1950s, and he used to be a professor of mathematics at Harvard University. And the song that I sang was called The Masochism Tango.
Not one I'm familiar with.
No. Well, I could sing it today if you like.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, we'll put that on the list. Yep.
Mim was so taken with The Masochism Tango, she's actually put a picture of me on her publicity this year for the Grand Northern Ukulele Festival.
Well, it must have been some performance, Verity.
Well, it was probably was some performance. I don't know that good is possibly the word one would use.
Well, we'll be judge of that later, won't we?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, how about Blast of That Now?
Blast of the Masochism Tango.
Yeah.
I might take a bit of digging out.
Okay, well, we'll hold
you
a fire on that.
Dig.
I found out that the ukulele, because obviously I knew very little about it. I mean, I have to be honest and say it really was just the George Formby When I'm Cleaning Windows that I know about, and you've reminded me about leaning on the lamppost. But it originated in the 19th century as a Hawaiian adaptation of a Portuguese machete I've got here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it was originally a Hawaiian instrument, and some of the best ukulele players in the world come from Hawaii. And they are amazing, really, really, really amazing.
So when it says Portuguese machete, I mean, pardon my ignorance.
Well, it's like a small guitar,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't actually know.
Okay, yes, I guess it must be, yes, yeah. And then it really took off in the States in the early 20th century.
Yes, I think ukulele was very popular during the 1920s, so it really goes well with kind of 1920s jazz-type music,
yes.
Which I've got some of if you want some of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that sounds great. You were showing me earlier that they come in four sizes, and this fascinated me, soprano, concert, tenor and baritone. Not being musical, this is all new to me, so I'm very interesting. And I think you've got a small one and a slightly bigger one, a small soprano and baritone.
Yeah, I've got my soprano with me, and it's quite a high-pitched ukulele. It's the one that I'll play for the Masochism Tango, because I don't know half the chords for the other one, but it's... whereas the baritone has a much deeper, more mellow tone. It's tuned differently, so the chord shapes are different. So the same sort of chords on this would be... And you can hear how long the ringing sound goes on.
And, OK, this is the untrained ear that you're that's kind of listening here, Verity. So.
Yep.
In terms of how... I can hear the difference in the soprano one, but the baritone, how does that differ from a guitar?
Well, firstly, it's only got four strings. It's the equivalent of the four highest-pitched strings on a guitar.
OK.
And it's tuned the same as the four highest-pitched strings on a guitar. So if you've ever played guitar, learning to play ukulele is really comparatively easy. A lot of the chord shapes are the same. So a D shape on a guitar is a D shape on the baritone. It's the same shape. And that shape on the soprano or concert or tenor ukulele, which is tuned G, C, E, A, is actually, it's a G chord. So
that's just slight white noise to me, Verity. I haven't got a clue. I'm sure somebody out there understands that. Why did you choose the ukulele over the guitar? I know your son, but, you know, would you now go on to play the guitar?
Or well,
is that something that happens once you've got that skill?
I've been playing the guitar badly since the 1970s, because I learnt when my mum used to teach guitar, I suspect not terribly well, actually, now that I know a lot more about... Well, I've been taught by somebody good. at teaching and at the musical instrument, who basically JC Grimshaw, who's amazing.
And this is JC of JC and Angelina fame.
And he is our hero. Most of us in White Ukers have learnt to play with JC. And I think he's got another round of classes running at the moment.
Okay.
So moving to ukulele from guitar was comparatively easy. Mm. I now, after 2.5 years, play the ukulele much, 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 much better than I ever played guitar.
Well, that's good to hear.
What?
Do you whip it out at parties?
Believe me, it is.
Do you whip it out at parties? Are you that person that they go, come on, Verity, give us a tune?
I don't get invited to parties.
Oh, what about dinners and things? You know, when your friends come round, do you just sit there and strike up? And
Well, the chances are they'd be ukulele players as well, because until I started playing the ukulele, I had literally no social... Well, that's not fair. My social life consisted of talking to friends on the Red Jet, commuting to Southampton. So I've actually, since learning the ukulele, I've had more fun than in the previous 10 years put together.
I know when you were speaking about it on the TV the other week when I met you, as soon we talked about lots of different topics, and I remember you just came to life when we got onto the ukulele. It was lovely. You just, you know, your whole face lit up, and you can see the amount of pleasure it gives you, and obviously that you bring to other people with it, which is a lovely gift to have and to give, isn't it?
It is. Well, I think music is almost like a universal language, and everybody's got some music about them. Even people who think they can't sing, it's almost always just a lack of confidence in singing. And you'll hear that you described me very kindly as a singer. I'm not really a singer, as you will find out, but I love to sing, and I've always loved to sing, and I love singing with people. I'm not particularly bothered about being the sort of soloist out at the front. I prefer choral music. I like singing choir stuff in a group, and the ukulele is an instrument that really sort of comes alive when there's lots of you doing it.
So it's less of a solo thing for you then?
For me, yes.
Yeah.
Now, we've got some amazing solo artists coming to the festival.
Like who?
Well, Ukulele Zaza is coming from Belgium, and he plays instrumentals. So he doesn't sing at all. Well, he might sing in the bath or whatever, but most of his music is instrumental, and he's just amazing.
Are these his own compositions or...?
His own arrangements, yeah, of I think tunes that already exist,
okay,
but arranged for playing on the ukulele.
I see.
Who else? Well, Andy Eastwood, who does the George Formby songs.
Yeah.
Pete Moss, he plays solo and sings. Very entertaining man.
It sounds brilliant.
And JC's brilliant when,
yes,
he's playing on his own.
Oh, he's got a
but
kind of
when he's playing with a group, he is amazing, okay, phenomenal.
Will you be playing with him?
Only if he asks me.
Okay,
which probably won't happen.
Have to vague yourself. Well, now you've been on the radio, I'm sure he will. So
it happens, but a bunch of us did a gig. It was a fundraising thing that I think Ride School had organised last summer, and JC was kind of leading the entertainment at the end of the evening, and a bunch of us were playing along with him, and we'd organised it beforehand, and it was music that we'd learnt in his classes. So yes, it was good fun.
Brilliant. So I know you don't particularly choose to go solo, but I'm afraid I'm not going to join in, so you're going to have to be solo. So please fire away the tune of your choice.
Right. Well, we talked about the masochism tango, and it can only go uphill from here, so we might as well give that a go to start with. And
before you start, I'm just intrigued by the name, Verity. Masochism tango.
All will become clear.
Okay, and you're sure it's suitable for 1:20 on a Friday afternoon?
Well, you might have to wave at me.
All right. It's strap in. It could be a bumpy ride. Here we go.
Okay, here goes. Whip steer. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you, here I stand. My heart is in my hand, my heart is in my hand. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany, which is why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's a flame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can't even remember that chord. I can feel the pain yet, love. Every time I hear drums, and I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. Stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain and kick me once again. Say we'll never part, I know too well, underneath your spell. So darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Wow, Verity, I wasn't expecting that. I think that's 50 Shades of Tango, isn't it?
It is. It's, yes. It's kind of like Strictly Come Dancing meets 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm, with the emphasis on the strictly, I think.
Very strictly. Very good girl.
I think you're onto something there, because in the festival, I think you could do tango dance classes, couldn't you, to that? With whole new overtones.
Yes, that would be quite different.
You see, you can't see Verity, obviously, because we're on the radio, but Verity is a lovely-looking lady that looks like butter wouldn't melt, ladies and gentlemen. But clearly, there is a whole new side of Verity that lurks beneath.
Well, who doesn't want to be an iceberg?
No, that's fantastic. Yep. So this is the one that has gone global.
Well, I don't know about going global, but it is the one that Mem really liked. So then at the Grand Southern Ukulele Festival, I played a couple of Jake Thackeray's songs.
Are they of a similar ilk?
Yes. Well, I like slightly naughty sort of songs, but with clever words. I like clever words.
Yes.
And I think that's so cleverly written. I wish I'd been able to execute it better, but it's ages since I've played it, and some of the chords are a little on the fiendish side. A lot of Jake Thackeray's songs are very similar in kind of feel. They were all around in the 70s as well. Uh-huh. I'm just showing my age here, aren't I? He used to play on That's Life with Esther Hanson.
Oh, I remember. Yes, you do remember this, yes.
So I did Sister Josephine, which is about a convict who's been hiding out in a nunnery for 15 years. And a song that he wrote called The Castleford Ladies' Magical Circle, except that I changed it to The Carisbrook Ladies' Magical Circle because it kind of fitted.
Love it, yeah.
Which is about a bunch of sort of very ordinary middle-aged ladies who every Saturday night they go and meet in an upstairs aspidistered room that's lit by candlelight, and they're you know, dancing frantically naked with Beelzebub. They're not just content with a Ouija board or a seance now and again. It's all good stuff.
So will you be recreating that scene at the festival? I just love that. Red light district. Oh, goodness me. Oh, Verity. I think what you're saying is right. I think if the words are a little bit suggestive and naughty, you can forgive it all when it's beautifully written and beautifully put together,
yes.
Can't you?
And beautifully presented, which is, of course, where I fall down. But
not
there
at
you
all,
go.
Not at all. Could you play us out to the ad break?
Oh, well, if it's out to the ad break, what should we have? Should
could
we
you do... Because the weather is so foul... today, could you bring a little bit of sunshine into our lives?
Ooh, I think we could probably manage that.
And put a smile on all our faces.
Okay. I'll have to
Thank
play
you.
Something with the baritone next. But,
okay, here we go.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me
absolutely lovely, and I was sitting here smiling from ear to ear, jigging away. That was just so lovely. Thank you very much. It's brightened up a very grey, dull day. Okay, well, more from Verity after this break. Thank you very much.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
This is Vectis Radio,
serving the Isle of Wight and beyond.
www.vectisradio.com.
The House of Chili is located at Hollier's Barn in Branston, between Princelet Shoot and Thompson Garden Centre. We stock a vast array of chili-related products from the Isle of Wight. Chili balsamics, relishes, chutneys, marmalades, sweets, snacks, dried mixes, and a vast array of hot sauces from the Isle of Wight and around the world. We have sample tables to taste a wide variety of products. Looking for that unique present? How about a House of Chili gift pack or one of our luxury hampers? Check out www.houseofchili.com. Ideal gifts for the chili lover in your life.
Real Employment Law Advice is your friendly employment law specialist, giving support, guidance and advice to employers and employees who are having problems at work. We pride ourselves in looking beyond the law to find practical, stress-free solutions that suit your needs or the needs of your business. For reliable, experienced, affordable legal advice, go to adviceforemployers.co.uk or for individuals, adviceforemployees.co.uk.
Vectis Radio also offers a chance to broadcast your very own show. Do you fancy being the next Chris Moyles? Or maybe you'd prefer to work behind the scenes instead. If the answer to either of those questions is yes, then get in touch.
Get in touch.
Email ian.mac@vectisradio.com.
Vectisradio.com.
Vectis Radio really is a true community station.
Community station.
Giving back to the community
every single day.
We are Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Hi, it's me, Chip here. I've got my own dance show. The dance show is called Chip's Dance Hall Show. I will be playing a variety of dance tunes that you can dance and tap your feet to. So come and join the party from 10 p.m. till 11 on Sunday night.
Stay social and get in touch.
Add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio.
The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social Debate, brought to you by Real Employment Law Advice, your legal lighthouse guiding you through a sea of employment law. A solicitor's firm with a difference. Go to realemploymentlawadvice.co.uk for more information.
Hello and welcome back to this Friday's edition of Wit, Wisdom and Pratfalls with me, Joan Ellis, and my guest, Verity Bird. And Verity is, if you haven't been listening, you're in for a treat because she's brought her ukuleles and, or her ukas, is that right? Well, no, you're a bunch of ukas, but they're ukes.
We play ukes.
You play ukes, okay. And she's going to, I think we're going to hear another one of her rather saucy songs. So this one is about a nun called Sister Josephine, and this will give you a little flavour of what this very sweet little lady goes on in her head, because it's the two just don't match, trust me.
I didn't write these, you know.
Well, this is Jake Thackeray, isn't it?
Jake Thackeray, yes, who I absolutely adore. He's a wonderful, or was a wonderful songwriter. Okay. Lost my thread. Oh, Sister Josephine, what do all these policemen mean? Coming to the convent in a grim limousine after Sister Josephine. While you, Sister Josephine, you sit with your boots up on the altar screen, you smoke one last cigar. What a funny nun you are. The policemen say that Josephine's a burglar in disguise. Big bad Norman, 15 years on the run. The sisters disbelieve it, no, that can't be Josephine. Just think about her tenderness towards the younger nuns. Oh, Sister Josephine, they're searching the chapel where you've been seen, the nooks and the crannies of the nuns' canteen. After Sister Josephine, while you, Sister Josephine, you sip one farewell Benedictine before your au revoir. A right funny nun you are. Admittedly, her hands are big and hairy and embellished with a curious tattoo. Admittedly, her voice is on the deep side, and she seems to shave more often than the other sisters do. Oh, Sister Josephine, founder of the convent pontoon team, they're looking through your bundles of rare magazines after Sister Josephine. While you, Sister Josephine, you give a goodbye sniff of Benzedrine to the convent budgerigar. Bloody funny nun you are. No longer will her snores ring through the chapel during prayers, nor her lustful moaning fill the stilly night. No more empty bottles of altar wine come clunking from her cell. No longer will the cloister toilet seat stand upright. Oh, Sister Josephine, slipping through their fingers like Vaseline, leaving them to clutch your empty crinoline after Sister Josephine. While you, Sister Josephine, sprinting through the suburbs when last seen, dressed only in your wimple and your rosary, a right funny nun you seem to be.
was brilliant. Thank you very much. Just listening to the words there, it put me, and the way you sing it, put me in mind of Victoria Wood.
Yes, I guess some of her songs are very sort of along the same kind of lines.
That story with the funny sort of funny twist of phrase, and yes, you know, always bring the smile, and you could, it's just, yeah, you can see it unravelling before you. It's lovely. Yeah. So more, less Sister Josephine, more Brother Joseph, really, I guess.
Yes, except that you couldn't hide in a convent as Brother Norman, could you?
Not really, no.
Be a bit dodgy.
Because there was, I think there was a Sean Penn movie where they were, Nuns on the Run, wasn't it? They were two guys.
Yeah, yes.
Convicts.
That's very kind of Sean Penn, isn't
it? Yes, they were convicts.
Well, maybe he got his idea from the song.
Yes, possibly, who knows, yeah. Is that something you've ever been interested in, writing your own lyrics?
Well, I did have an idea for a song arising out of us getting some kittens from Cats Protection in Ryde last summer. And these two crazy kittens were doing all sorts of daft things around the house. And I thought, yes. When you go to an open mic session, very often, I hope there's no open micers listening who might be offended, but very often people will say, I'm going to play one of my own, this is one of my own songs, and your heart sinks because quite often they're awful.
Mm.
So I was sort of thinking it would be a good opening, I'm going to play one of my own songs. It's a blues. And you could just sort of see the heart sinking in the audience without even needing to look, really. And then do the Crazy Kitten Blues, which I can't play it for you because it's not really written yet, but it was going to start off, I woke up in the morning, couldn't get out of bed. I woke up in the morning, couldn't get out of bed because it's blues. I woke up in the morning, I couldn't get out of bed. I had this crazy kitten sleeping on my head. And it sort of went on off in that way. I went to the bathroom to go and use the loo. No, go and have a wee. Had to be a wee. Went to the bathroom, crazy kitten in the shower tray chasing things she couldn't see.
I love this. This would be fantastic for the internet, Verity, wouldn't it? I mean, we're all kitten cat crazy, aren't we? So
yes.
It could all just go, that'd be fantastic. You'd have the words, the music and the cats. Bingo, got a hit on your hands.
Well, apart from not having finished writing the words yet.
Well, there is that.
And not having worked out the music.
Okay.
But, you know, apart from
that,
details, it's obviously it's going to be a rave.
So, again, it's a stupid question. You obviously can read music and write music, can you?
I can read music because I've sung for sort of practically all my life, really, virtually. I remember music really well, and it's something that sticks in my mind. So I can remember a song that I learnt at school when I was about six, which was all about... it was set to a genuine Chinese tune, which is the original name, I think. And if there's any Chinese people out there listening, I apologise for the pronunciation, but it's something like Mo Li Hua, mm-hmm, which is, I think, about cherry blossom or something.
Wow.
And we learnt this song, and it went, Chinese children use no spoons. And I can remember the whole song, like, 50 years later. So I just remember songs.
Yeah.
But,
you know, it's like, I was thinking, I've got a friend who played the piano beautifully, but he can't read music. It's just all by ear. But you've got the basic knowledge there, and you use
that. I've got some basic musical knowledge from having sung and had to read music to sing.
Yeah.
You don't need to read music to play a ukulele. Most of the songs that you want to sing, well, you tend to sing things you know, or else you learn things you want to sing, or you play along with other people who know it, and then you very soon get to know it yourself.
You just pick it up, yeah.
But what you do have usually is a little chord diagram so that you can see what the shape of the chord is, where you put your fingers on the neck of the ukulele to make the right sound, because obviously it's no good playing one of them if you need one of them, because it'll sound wrong.
Mm. Good job I'm not doing this, Verity. But your story about the cat just quickly put me in mind of a boy at my school when we were in the sixth form, Daryl James, who had this amazing late 70s afro. And he did wake up in the morning, and but he thought he'd got some horrific health problem, because his head felt heavy and he couldn't lift his head off the bed, and he was going apoplectic and worrying the life out of his girlfriend. And it turned out it was her two baby kittens. It was the first night they'd kind of gone back to her place, and he didn't know she had these two kittens. And they were curled up fast asleep in his afro, sort of pinning him to the pillow. That's just amazing. Because he always said, oh, yes, I was really good at kind of losing pens and pencils at school in my afro, and kind of, he said he'd waste time at the back of the class looking for these pens, poke one in and then spend the next 5 minutes hunting for it because he couldn't find it. But a kitten in your afro is something else, isn't it?
It certainly is.
It's brilliant.
I lost a knitting needle once. I sort of twiddled it into my hair while I was absentmindedly doing something else, and then spent ages looking for this flipping knitting needle.
How could you look? What did you have, a beehive or something?
No. You just sort of. My hair was fairly long.
Oh, okay. So,
and I just sort of twiddled it round and shoved it through, like.
Like you do.
Like you do.
Verity.
Yes. when you're taking a break from knitting
and ukulele playing. That's
long.
That's what you get up to.
Yes. Yes, I'm not. Well, I don't have enough hair to do it now. So
what's your. What's one of your favouritest tunes to play if you're alone in the house, or you just think, yeah, let's cheer everyone up? What would be your go-to song?
That would be two completely different things. The things that I play for other people are different from the things that we tend to play as a group.
Okay, so what would you play for someone to cheer them up, a group of people?
The set that always goes down really well is we've got a couple of Jungle Book numbers. Always Look on the Bright Side of Life is a good one. One that I like, it's quite high to sing, but it's really beautiful. It's Israel Kamakowiwa Ole's mix of Wonderful World and Over the Rainbow.
Oh,
and that is just so beautiful.
You're talking my tunes now. You're talking my tunes. Okay, can we have the Jungle Book melody?
Jungle
please,
Book.
Because yeah. I think that's okay. I think today is so grim. We need all the cheering up we can get, don't we?
Maybe we'll swap from our last planned one to a bit of Izzy.
Yeah.
And, it's slightly high to sing, but I'm going to do this on my other ukulele, so you get a flavour of the different sound.
Because I think we're all sort of still in shell shock over Prince and Victoria Wood, and it's just been such a
dreadful
year. The Grim Reaper has been far too busy.
Well, maybe the Grim Reaper wanted an absolutely amazing party.
Well, they've certainly got that, but they've left us absolutely bereft, haven't they?
Yes, we have. Yeah. What can you say?
Okay,
so this is my baritone ukulele. She's called Antonia, just in case you wanted to know.
Thank you. Knew she would be Verity, just knew it.
To me, didn't it? The soprano is called Mabel, by the way, just to...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want her to feel left
out. Do all the ukes give their ukuleles names?
Not everybody, no.
Just you.
There is a syndrome called ukulele acquisition syndrome, and it people, once they've got one, they don't tend to feel it's enough, and enough ukuleles is almost invariably one more than you've already got.
Oh.
Not that I have any plans for another ukulele.
It becomes a bit of an obsession, doesn't it?
It does, right. Yes. And having the right wood and getting the right sound. And I'm very fond of Antonia and Mabel, and I've no plans to extend the family any further.
But not being musical, I'm resisting the urge to leap over and pluck one. So you show us how it's done.
Okay, so this is Antonia. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes that brings the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes that brings the bare necessities of life. When you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, you prick a raw paw, next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of a life will come to you. They'll come to you. For the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes that brings the bare necessities of life. I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle. Reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of funking around. Oh, whoop-de-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. You'll see it's true.
Thank you. That was absolutely brilliant. And I've got to just say to the listeners that we've got Marco the other side of the glass and a friend or guest out there. And they're just having the time of their lives, as was I. So they were dancing, they were smiling. So you really have brought sunshine into our lives today, Verity. Thank you very much.
We played that one at the finals of the auditions for Bestival, which we weren't successful at, which wasn't a massive surprise to us, in fairness. And all of the young folks were all singing along and bouncing and jigging and dancing around. And it's one that we've got a naughty corner who meet up with us regularly. The lads who sit in the naughty corner always have such fun. And they do all the ooh, 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 ooh. Generally having a jolly time.
It's so infectious, isn't it? Doesn't matter how glum you're feeling, that is really going to cheer you up. It's fantastic. Who voiced that? Who was Blue in the film, Blue the Bear?
Oh, crumbs. That's the kind of question I am absolutely 100,000% useless at answering. No. I can never remember who did what.
And immediately you hear it, though, you can see him, can't you, kind of bobbing around and jiving around. Yeah,
yeah, well, that's my presentation for you.
And swinging that little man cub round on his paw.
Absolutely, yes.
So what's it... Obviously, I know your beloved ukuleles are your bare necessities. What else are your bare necessities of life?
My bare necessities of life. I've been spending a lot of time gardening recently. We have a long garden in Carisbrook, and the bottom's always been a bit of a jungle. And one of my sort of bucket list things that I've always wanted to do is grow a willow sculpture. So I've been clearing a big space at the bottom and planting my willow sculpture, which is hopefully they will all take root and grow, and I can weave the bits of willow into the sculpture. I've got a tunnel and arches. And
so is that like an arboretum?
Well, no, an arboretum is really a collection of rare trees.
Oh, okay. I've no idea, Verity. Clearly, absolute fool. Know nothing about music. Know nothing about trees.
Thanks. There'll be tons of stuff you know about that I don't know about.
No, it sounds gorgeous. So how long will that take to take form then? Is it years or months?
I hope it's... I hope it'll should take root over this summer. I mean, I've had my willow sort of sat in water waiting to be planted for longer than probably I should have. And it's now almost all in apart from the last 17 pieces. I had started off with 100 1.5 metre lengths of willow and 100 3 metre long lengths. That's 10 foot for anybody in old money. And I've only got 17 of the short ones left. And they're all sort of woven together to create the tunnel, and the ends, the bottom ends are all pushed into the soil. And what should happen is that they take root and start to grow, and they grow leaves and
so is that like a weeping willow? No.
I don't think it is the same willow as weeping willow. I can't remember the Latin name of it.
Do you ever open your garden to charity for the National Garden Scheme?
Haven't done yet. It's always been a bit of a work in progress.
Because they're lovely, they're coming up. I've actually been to an early one, and we're coming into sort of prime time for open gardens here on the island. And if you've never been, you ought to go, because it's a real treat. Not only, I mean, obviously the gardens are beautiful and very tranquil. It's a lovely way. They're usually open on Saturdays and Sundays. So it's a lovely way to sort of weave those into your weekend. But the best thing for me, I have to say, is sitting in said gorgeous garden. But the homemade cakes.
I was just thinking tea and cake.
Yeah.
And white yucas will do almost anything for tea and cake.
It's a real island thing, isn't it? I did a talk yesterday at the Isle of Wight business ladies lunch at the garlic farm, and I was partly paid in cake, so I was very, very happy with that.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, and I have I've done artwork for cake. Yeah, true. Practically anything for cake.
Yeah,
good cake. Yes. Good homemade cake.
We've talked a lot about me and the ukulele, but and I've mentioned white yucas a few times, but one thing that I should have sort of said is we meet every week, and one of the saddest things is the number of people who've come up to me and said, I'd really like to join you, but I'm not good enough. And none of us were good enough when we started. And we've got a lot better, but the way you get a lot better is by joining people. So instead of starting at 7:30 like we had done previously, we now start at 7:00 and we play easy numbers slowly, so that people who are under the ridiculous illusion that they're not good enough to join us can come along and join in and actually be or start to become part of White Yucas. Because for me, the ukulele is all about having fun.
Yeah.
And we meet upstairs in the function room at the Wheatsheaf Inn in Newport on a Monday evening at 7 for relatively new starters. If you haven't played at all but you were given one for Christmas, you could come along and give it a try, but it's not a class.
No. But like you say, it's about meeting people
meeting
and
people.
Having fun. And presumably, I can imagine you're very welcoming and very warm. And if somebody like me, heaven forbid, turned up who was absolutely useless, I think, you know, I'm sure you'd find a little part for me.
You, who would show you what you needed to do.
Yeah.
And if you can only play one chord, and you only need one finger to play a C chord. So if you can only play that one chord, you can, you know, just stay quiet for the rest. It's fine. We've got such a range of, well, our youngest chap started with us, I think he was 15. He's now in his first year of A-levels. And I'm teaching somebody in a class at the moment who's 92. So I don't think it's likely that she's likely to join us on a regular basis, but it's just such a universal instrument, yeah. And so many of the guys have had so much fun, and
that must be fantastic.
It's lovely. 92. It's so therapeutic.
Does she sing and play, or just
the playing's a bit iffy at the moment, and you're trying to do quite a lot of different things. So you've got your left hand playing the chords, your right hand doing the rhythm, trying to add that into reading the words and singing them.
It's patting my head, rubbing my tummy and speaking Latin at the same time for me. But I think, you know, I take my hat off to anybody musical, anybody that can sing and play an instrument. You know, you're magicians to me. You're just weaving spells and wonderfulness, and thank goodness that there are people as gifted as you are, and you're not all as hopeless as me. Because the show's called Wit, Wisdom and Pratfalls, we've heard your wit and you know, obviously your wisdom with your musical ability.
Well,
just give me one quick
pratfall
before we go,
Masochism
Verity.
Tango.
No.
Oh, one quick pratfall. I done that's been dreadful.
I mean,
foot in mouth disease.
Is that a frequent affliction of yours?
Well, I hope not, but I don't always get it right. I don't always say the right thing. And
do you realise that at the time, or is it all sort of just later when you think,
yeah,
good grief, or somebody has to point it out to you, which is even worse?
It's usually if somebody's really unhappy. There's been, you know, you don't always manage things to the best, and I'm not tidy. Perhaps, no, tidiness is my nemesis.
Okay.
I can't do tidiness, hopeless.
Okay. All right, Verity, well, it's just been the biggest pleasure to meet you and have you play on the show. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it, so thank you so much for coming along. We're all looking forward to the Isle of Wight Ukulele Festival here in Newport on July 22nd to the 24th, so I hope everybody will come along and have fun. And next week, please join me, because I'll be speaking to our very own Kevin Wilson. Vectis is DJ, that one's not easy to say, and he's also a man of many talents, playwright and author being two of those. I was talking to him about the show, and he made me laugh so much on a Monday morning. So that's the kind of talent this man has, so I just can't wait for next Friday. So speak to you all then. Have a lovely weekend. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.